This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's welcome to the studio Dr. Martin Katz. He is an MD at the Atlantic Coast Athletic Club, and we'll find out exactly what an MD is doing at the local gym in just a minute. But Martin, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Let's start first where I always like to start, just a 101. Just sort of tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from by your accent. I don't reckon that you're from Rutgersville.
No, born a little south of here down in Johannesburg, South Africa. And moved here when I was 16 years of age. Lived throughout the mid-Atlantic coasts. Did my training down in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, beautiful.
Residency, very beautiful.
Yeah.
Residency in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Moved up here. Worked with a guy right across the road, Billy Dandridge, for 6 years. Great guy, great practice. Got into triathlons and the whole sports medicine boat and decided to go back and get fellowship trained in sports medicine. Went down to Columbia, South Carolina. A little hot down there for me, so decided to try the other extreme. Went out to Bozeman, Montana for a year. Kept looking for the ideal position and think I found it here and back in Charlottesville. And we always sort of wanted to move back here. This is where family is. So
moved
back to Charlottesville and joined up with ACAC.
So you've lived in Charlottesville and Charleston and Chattanooga and both. You have not picked an ugly spot to live, have you? Goodness, those are some of the most beautiful places in America.
Yeah, try hard.
Yeah. And I have been told, I've never been there, but I've been told that Bozeman is really incredible. It's just a really beautiful place.
It is. It's in the Gallatin Valley. It's surrounded by mountains, and just the growth is incredible. Big Sky, which has probably the biggest skiing area in North America. Well, it is the biggest skiing area now that they joined up with Moonlight Basin. And I mean, it's just incredible. River runs through it. It was filmed right up the road.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, lots of fun, incredible. You just need to get out of there without spending too much money on toys, because you can spend all day outdoors with pretty expensive toys.
No, where were you in your life when you knew it was medicine, when you knew you were going to med school, and you knew this is definitely what I'm going to be doing?
I've sort of always had an eye on taking care of people and that route. I guess probably in high school decided this was the route for me, when it really wanted to take personal interest. And decided medicine was the tract.
Yeah, yeah. You have a most unforgettable moment from med school?
Oh, gosh, lots of unforgettable moments. Probably not suitable for there, but great experience, lots of incredible people, great professional environment, lots of incredible teachers who are, cutting edge clinically. And, the people that I met there and studied with and are in my class, I still keep in touch with.
Yeah.
A lot of fun times.
We're talking times. With Dr. Martin Katz of the Atlantic Coast Athletic Club here in Charlottesville. And answer me this. It used to be, once upon a time, you went down to the local gym. It was on the corner, and, it had the big plate glass windows with all the big bodybuilders inside and the weightlifters and the sweaty windows. And, it was just and now you look at a place like ACAC, and they have a doctor working there. I mean, what the changes that are going on in that industry really is amazing. I mean, it's just lightning speed. It's just like every month there's some new change. Tell us about this whole process of actually having a doctor working at the local gym.
What's amazing about this story sort of tells you how far ahead of the ball ACAC is. It's pretty impressive. ACAC has been looking to this model for years and trying to figure out which way they wanted to go down. They've started a health risk assessment through work, and that was started just prior to my coming on. They've been looking for a physician to take that another step. And when I was hired probably 3 months ago, they had been looking at other physicians probably for about a year. I was glad I made the fit. And what happened about a month and a half ago, was the American Medical Association teamed together with the American College of Sports Medicine and came up with the slogan, "Exercise is Medicine," which is to say that, well, we all know that, if you exercise, eat a healthy diet, a healthy, nutritious diet, your chance, your risk of disease is remarkably lower than somebody who's not partaking in that. So we at ACAC are going to go with this model. IRSA, which is International Health Racquetball Association, Racquetball and Squash Association, they recognize this. They're teaming up with wellness centers that can present a package that includes wellness as far as medicine goes, wrapped up with a club that really addresses the issue of you know, somebody who's deconditioned. And ACAC embodies that.
It really is an evolution in exercise that we're seeing taking place in our culture, where like you say, exercise is medicine. That's an incredible idea to think of, obvious on the face of it, but it's not how we're sort of raised to think in our culture. It's sort of like, well, it's something you do if you join a sports team, or it's something you do if you, you know, in a rare instance, if you need rehabilitation, if you hurt yourself. But usually it's, you know, in our culture, let's be honest, it's usually, well, I'm fat and I'm out of shape. I better go to the gym because I want to look good. But we are really getting to a point now here where we're sort of maturing as a culture and recognizing that, you know, that's not really what's going on here. That's so unimportant, really. There's something so much deeper and so much more important. It really is about being healthy, especially, and we'll talk more about this, in a country where, you know, getting healthy with medicine and going to a doctor is so unbelievably expensive and only getting more expensive that now you better get your butt on a treadmill.
Well, you're fantastic. Commercial. I mean, that's an advertisement for exactly what we're doing. We want to encourage people to move forward and to move into a mindset, a lifestyle that embodies healthy nutrition, healthy diet. And it, by diet, doesn't mean you have to have this, you know, protein deficit or fat deficit or carbohydrate deficit diet. It's just a well-rounded, healthy, nutritious diet that's, you know, delicious, and, you know, it just embodies health. And then with the exercise component as well, physical activity component, you know, you're increasing your longevity for sure. You're decreasing your risk of very preventable diseases such as heart disease, which is, as we know, the number one killer in America, and even cancer. I mean, there's lots of diseases, lots of very preventable diseases that are easily addressed by these improved diet and healthy nutrition.
I remember reading somewhere, and I can't remember where it was or when it was, but, and I could totally be wrong, but for some reason this sticks out in my memory, that by the time you're middle-aged, you've already had cancer like almost 20 times or 17 times or something, but your immune system is so young and strong that it just puts an end to it right away. And what happens is, as you get older and your immune system wears and your body, you know, you treat your body poorly or you don't exercise, your immune system isn't strong, so that when cancers come along, which they always do, no matter how old you are, they have a chance to really get a foothold, and they can sort of, they can often beat you.
Absolutely. We understand that. We get that. There's a couple guys, Dr. Roizen and Dr. Oz. Dr. Oz is always on the Oprah show. They came out with a couple books, Real Age being one of them, and they really speak to that, and we speak to that at ACAC. You know, if you don't take care of your body, you're really aging your body with regard to cardiovascular health. You're really aging your body with regard to the immune health. Your immune system, as you point out very well, is the one that takes care of keeping your cells, you know, metabolically clean, and allowing for your body to age well, instead of catastrophically, which are some of the words that these guys use. And so, you know, if you embody these, you take care of that cardiovascular and immune system, and you age much better. Your chance, you know, unless something catastrophic happens, your chance of making it into the hundreds is definitely a potential if you really address these issues.
And that's something we're going to be seeing here in America. If you jump out 50 or 100 years, God willing, you know, we're still here, we're going to be seeing a great number of just more older people active out there in the working world and in the community. It's going to be normal.
Absolutely. Yeah, and the great thing about ACAC is the fact that they address they target the people who are interested but deconditioned. When you walk into a club at ACAC, it's not all weights and beautiful people. And I mean, there are a lot of beautiful people there, but that's not what it is all about. Really, their mission is to get you in, get you exercising, and keep you interested. And that's why I joined. I mean, I didn't come by this decision lightly. I mean, Bozeman's a gorgeous place. Obviously would have liked to move back to Charlottesville, but this was a decision that took some thinking, and ACAC totally embodies, what I believe in.
My guest is Dr. Martin Katz of the Atlantic Coast Athletic Club. And real quick, we're going to take a real quick break, but I promise you, there's at least one person listening who's thinking, you know, that all sounds good, but I'm too old, or I'm just too fat. Or that probably would have been good to hear about 20 years ago. But I think a really important message that it's never too late.
Absolutely.
It really absolutely is never too late. I mean, I've seen people at ACAC who you look like they're in their 80s and they're on the treadmill.
Absolutely.
Going at it.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many different risk factors we can address, anything from cardiovascular health. If you've had, 2-3 heart attacks, there's definitely been shown we can regress that arteriovascular disease. Stopping smoking, it's never too late. There's just a plethora of diseases that we can prevent and never too late. Absolutely. Totally agree with you, Coy.
My guest live in studio is Dr. Martin Katz of the Atlantic Coast Athletic Club. He recently joined. I still find it amazing that we have a doctor down at the local gym because, I mean, I can remember growing up, and I worked at some of these gyms. I mean, as a high school kid, I was the guy sort of picking up the towels and really enjoyed that. I find it amazing and such a sign of the times now that the local gym has a doctor working there. And it makes all the sense in the world when we think about how our understanding of working out has changed. It really is changing. And I want to talk a little bit about along the lines of medicine and healthcare becoming so outrageously expensive in this country, only getting more expensive. Since World War II, employers, in efforts to get employees to work for them, began offering healthcare, began paying for it.
Exactly.
So now we have this big industrialized country where you get your healthcare mostly through your employer, which in most other countries you get it through the government, but we do it through our employer here. And as it becomes more expensive, employers are sort of having these meetings in their boardrooms with their MBAs saying, how do we bring these costs down? This is ridiculous. And the answer is obvious. We get our employees healthy. It's the only way to do it. We have to avoid having these employees who are getting sick on us, who are
Absolutely.
Getting, because it's just it's getting so expensive for these big companies to bear. These costs. So tell us about what y'all are doing, how that's manifesting itself here in Central Virginia, because y'all are really taking the lead on this.
There's a lot of people around the nation who are doing these health risk assessments. What is different, I feel, with the product we have at ACAC is a back end. So we can offer these health risk assessments. We can tell people where their health risk assessment stands. Are they pre-diabetic? Are they pre-hypertensive? Are they hypertensive? Are they actually diabetic and they didn't even know about it? How's their cholesterol? And then if, we take a look at the results and see that there's a significant problem, we can offer numerous different services, whether we do smoking cessation, whether we offer a physician-referred exercise program. There's different things we can do to help a weight loss program. We can help address these issues. For example, if you have a pre-diabetic they're costing a corporation roughly about $2,100 in healthcare. If that patient or that person, that individual, then becomes a diabetic, they're going to cost that corporation $12,000. I mean, that's a significant increase in cost.
Yeah.
And then if they start having complications, that's even cost, then it just becomes cross prohibitive.
And when you start thinking of these corporations that have thousands of employees.
Absolutely.
Or even a place like UVA.
Right.
It can get astronomical when you start looking at the regular health problems that most Americans get. Is just, I won't say it'll bankrupt a company, but boy, wouldn't it be great to bring that cost down.
Absolutely. I mean, corporate America is not a healthy place. You walk into you walk into any corporation, and it's an interesting sight. And unfortunately, people are, you know, just in time of day, they run out of time to, you know, because this is not the top of their list of you know, what they need to be doing. They haven't prioritized a lifestyle change into their, you know, work schedule or their home schedule, their family schedule. You know, the best thing, just in a great example, if you want, just be a great example at the house. Take your family out walking after dinner, you know, instead of watching TV sitting around. You know, you don't have the TV as a distraction. You get to talk to your spouse. You get to talk to your kids. You're out on a walk. There's no distraction. And you're exercising. And it's just a great example of, you know, instead of being on the couch, getting off the couch and just being healthier and being an example and really taking this to another level. And, you know, and having it fit into your lifestyle. These are choices you need to prioritize. You need to understand how important they are to you. You know, what happens if your corporation in the next 3 months or even month says to you, look, if you don't stop smoking or you don't improve your cholesterol or you don't do anything about your hypertension, which, you know, the two best medicines for that is no doubt healthy eating and exercise or physical activity.
Dr. Martin Katz of the Atlantic Coast Athletic Club. Rejoin us if you can after the holidays and we'll pick up where we left off because I got a million more questions for you.
Right.
Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.